This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Texas oilman Oscar Wyatt pleaded guilty today to charges that he bribed the Iraqi government of Saddam Hussein so that he could buy oil before the war. All this took place during a time when the United Nations was monitoring Iraq's oil sales under the Oil for Food program. Joining us now is Mimi Swartz. She's been covering this story for Texas Monthly Magazine. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, let's start with the basics and remind us again what the Oil for Food program was.
Well, it was a way to get some help to the starving and suffering Iraqi people without allowing Saddam Hussein to profit from their oil sales. The price that other companies paid for oil was supposed to go into a special fund, which was then going to go for humanitarian aid.
And Oscar Wyatt, he's an 83-year-old flamboyant businessman in Texas.
Yes.
What did he plead guilty to? What did he do?
He pled guilty to one count of wire fraud, and is supposed to, right now, the thinking is he's going to serve 18 to 24 months. I just wonder, I'm sure that'll be knocked down to less. The interesting thing is, you know, sitting in the courtroom day in and day out, he doesn't look like an 83-year-old man. I mean, he's pretty robust, and I just wonder who didn't want to take the chance. When I was in town, a lot of people would ask me if the jury would really sentence an 83-year-old man to prison, and I, you know, that's sort of one of the great unanswered questions now.
So wire fraud doesn't sound like that serious a charge, but he also has to forfeit some $11 million.
I don't think that's that much to him at this point in his life either. I hate to say it.
Right.
He's got billions and God knows how much more money he's got socked away. And, you know, he's 83. He did tell one person, you know, my mother lived to be 94. I'm not going anywhere. But he's sure not going to waste his time, you know, as he said, sitting in a prison cell.
Right. But did prosecutors think or allege that he did something far more serious than just one count of wire?
Yeah. I mean, he was virtually on trial for treason. Is what the prosecutors were trying to do, and they had these incredible tapes of him because Saddam taped everything. There was a recording, for instance, of Saddam saying, you know, since these sanctions have been put in place, Iraq's friends have diminished, but you, Mr. Wyatt, have remained our friend. And Wyatt says to Saddam, you know, and you mind, Saddam Hussein. So probably pleading guilty was the best he was going to get. This sounds like a good deal to me.
Now, the Oil for Food program ended in 2003 before the war began.
Mm-hmm.
4 years later, this case comes to trial. Why did it take so long?
One thing I think that happened was it took a while to get people to testify against Mr. Wyatt. There were several people who testified last week who had deals with the government, and the deals were signed fairly recently. Iraqi bureaucrats.
Mimi Swartz of Texas Monthly Magazine, covering the Oil for Food program. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And this note, the United Nations Oil for Food program had a $64 billion budget. Saddam Hussein's regime siphoned off an estimated $10 billion of that through smuggling and getting kickbacks from companies buying Iraqi oil.